I just think I competed. You know, that's the first thing Coach said at today's meeting with the team was that, you know, he's looking for guys to compete, you know. And, anytime competition is coming, ever since I was young, you know, I always wanted to compete. So, you know, I just, you know, to me it was just what I do, you know. And, I work hard, and I've been working hard. And, you know, that's how I expect to play. And, you know, it's not individual, though. My teammates, linemen, receivers making great catches, running backs going, you know, blocking the guys that are going to make me hot, you know. And, you know, other guys made a lot of plays, you know. It definitely wasn't me. You know, that's it.
Is it important to get reps with your first team against their first team like you did tonight?
I think so. I wish they would have stayed in longer. The Bears first team, because you know, I wanted to get in there so bad versus them, and coach, they finally let me in. You know, we did a little something on them for the half, and you know, I really wanted to go against them for, you know, a couple more series at least, but it didn't happen. And
what do you like after tonight? You might have an edge on this job then?
I can't say, you know, because Matt does a great job. You know, he did a great job last game, drove us down the field for that 2-minute drive. And, you know, like I said, every day, you guys have been interviewing me for a good while now. And every day I just want to get 1% better. And that's my key. And all I want to do is get better. And I have a love and a passion for this game that is amazing. It's incredible. And I love this game more than anything, you know. And you know, I just want to get better every day. Yeah, I felt a little rise, you know. But that comes with making plays, you know. When you make plays, you're going to get intrigued, your teammates. You're going to intrigue the fans. So, definitely, I've noticed that.
Did the number change help anything?
No, that's just me, you know. My mother, when she heard I changed it, she said, "That's you." She said, "6 wasn't you." And, you know, I agreed. You know, I've been wanting to have number 2, and it just didn't work out, you know, the past 2 years. But Reggie and Mr. Davis finally said, you know, hey, let's let him have it. So
it was a little tough going for you last week against the Saints. What did you see differently this week than you did last week?
Well, I mean, it's hard to look into my play. You know, I had 3 screens, threw in the dirt, because we didn't have a play, and I had 2 passes. Guy could have made a catch on the right side, so I don't even critique myself for playing bad last week at all. Just didn't have a lot of opportunity.
Do you think that this game put you in a better position to be the starting quarterback for this team?
Right now, I'm not even looking to start. I'm not looking to start, but I'm not looking to get into, you know, who's going to start. You know, I just want this team. You know, we have a lot of things to fix, offensively, defensively, and we'll fix it together. We'll get it down. But right now, you know, I'm leaning on my teammates, and my teammates are leaning on me, and me and Matt are leaning on each other, and we're just here, everyone, to help each other. You know, and that's how a great team starts to elapse. You know, and I think we have a great team here.
What do you think of the fan reaction? They seem to be so strongly pulling for you.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I don't even really have a question, answer for that, because that's their personal opinion, you know. And you know, everybody has an opinion, and the fans, I guess, they're pulling for me. But I don't know.
What was more rewarding for you, the touchdown run or the touchdown pass?
I love to throw the ball, you know. I find joy in throwing it, but I also find joy in making plays with my feet too, because it's definitely something that the defense has to look out for, and it opens up a lot of things. And I'd rather throw a football, a touchdown, than a run, though, definitely.
Do you feel like today that, like, because there's that time you say you got greedy because you wanted to throw the ball in that instance instead of run it when you threw
Which
that
one?
Interception?
Yeah.
I think it was in the second game.
It was the first game. Yeah, that's what it was. You know, I got greedy. I saw guys' hands flying open. I was like, all right, somebody's open, you know. And that's the biggest thing that the coach preaches on, is when a quarterback's running, don't throw your hand up, you know, because you're making me think you're open. And it was definitely an immature mistake, like I told you guys 2 weeks ago, and that won't happen again.
Well, you had the openings in this game, and you you saw that opening and you didn't even think twice and ran. I mean, is that decision you made before affecting now? Like, you're like, I don't need to throw.
Yeah, because Coach Allen, I mean, he's several times Coach Allen will come in our meeting room and in practice I would do the same thing. Kind of, I wouldn't throw a pick, but I would kind of try to get the guys up, and all the defenders are back about, you know, 10 yards, and he'd rather me just run the ball and go get it. But in practice, I'm thinking, you know, hey, I want to work on my throwing. I want to work on my accuracy. So, you know, but what he said was, you know, when you do that in practice, you're going to do it in the game. He's definitely right. And, you know, great coach.
What's it like for you to jump pass to Streeter on the one play? Been part of your
repertoire? That was an incredible. Yeah, you know, Coach Olson always talks about, you know, jump pass. His favorite player for the Raiders used to do that. Who wore number 3 for the Raiders?
Darryl LaMonica.
He's a great jump passer, I guess. And Coach was like, get that jump pass. And, you know, I love that guy. You know, he's such a football nut, you know, and I love it. And, you know, hey.
You know, you also come into a game that was so far behind. At this point in exhibition football, do you still just stay with your game plan, or do you say, all right, now we have to play that open-up game? I mean, how much did it change for you, the fact that you came in so far behind?
Nothing at all. We ran all the same plays that, you know, like I said before, like that Matt, you know, Matt Flynn, Matt McGloin, and Tyler run, you know. Definitely, I think practice helps because our practices are very hard. And when I got in the game, I was like, this is, you know, it's so much easier, you know. And I think that's my hats off to the coaches for preparing us and getting us ready. And, you know, definitely had a good time.